Dave, that was certainly a genuine contest for probably three quarters of that match. How did you feel about the whole thing?
Yeah, look, I thought the boys were terrific, you know, most of the game. We talked about bringing effort, you know, before the game and that consistency, and probably that last quarter, Fremantle's experience maybe just got on top of us a little bit.
As Bluey said post-match, those two 50-metre penalties probably really cost the team in the first half, and against a team like Freo, you can't really afford those errors.
Yeah, definitely. Goals are hard to come by against Freo, so to give them, I guess, two easy ones like that, no team wants that to happen, so it's pretty disappointing, I guess.
Do you feel as though you guys went pretty close to breaking even in the middle?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I thought we were pretty even, you know, across the ground. We try to, I guess, play one-on-one all over the field, and I think we managed to do that most of the night. But, yeah, probably just a few one-on-one contests late and probably got the better of us.
In terms of Fremantle, obviously one of the best sides in the competition, but that's probably a fair mark of where the team is at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. We like to think we can, I guess, play against the top sides now and, be competitive. So, obviously disappointed with the result, but, the boys, we look forward to next week against Brisbane.
Personally, made almost 30-odd possessions and I think 15 or 16 contested possessions. So do you feel as though you had a good game yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. I probably drifted about in that last quarter a bit, probably like most of the team. So a bit disappointed with the last quarter, but the first three, not too bad.
As you said, mate, refocus on the Lions coming up in a few days' time.
Yeah, definitely. The boys will fly back tomorrow and hook into the recovery and just make sure we're chair right for next Saturday.